Man, if you lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to help you, provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions today. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look into the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating your hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. You can choose from their personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. All you got to do is answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed. At one low price, it covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports. For your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
When you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Once again, that promo code is Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We were very close last week, Delco.
That's true, but I'd rather talk about something else first, if you allow me.
Sure, go ahead.
It's kind of a few days that have made me feel nostalgic. Hear about this chick from Ole Miss?
No. What's going on there?
Some sorority girl.
Hot?
Cheated on her boyfriend, hot girl.
Okay.
With his dad.
No.
Kind of days that I, you know, would have crushed a TFM.
Yeah.
I probably would have broken this news. Would have had some people DMing me like a week ago about this.
Oh, that's great.
I would have seen Chartbeat just go up and up and up, and the story probably would have had like 2 million people on it at once. It would have been great.
What's Chartbeat? Forgive me.
It's how we monitored how many people were on the website at once.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
I just
miss those days.
Shouts to that dude's dad, who apparently went to the University of Texas.
Really?
Yeah, he's a wealth manager, I think, now.
Is he married?
I didn't.
And then how did they figure this out?
I didn't fully dig into that. Dude, there was just like this whole Twitter thread
that
broke
amazing.
The news. And yeah.
We should go through it tomorrow on RPR. I would like to unlock, like, because, man, how do you look at your son? Like, I could never do that.
They're staying together, apparently.
The kid and the girl?
Yeah, the girl on her TikTok said, we're going to get through this, babe.
This is not... No. No, run far, far away. We'll talk about this on RPR tomorrow.
I mean, stay woke, but maybe it's all bullshit. But yeah, dude, it's true. Tough, tough look for the kid.
So the closest that ever happened was this one girl.
It's a Pepper song.
We had a... Yeah, dude.
Why you gotta sleep with my dad?
I mean, dude, the closest that ever happened, but didn't. It didn't. Was this... We had a huge group of girlfriends that were, you know, friends. It was like 15 of us and like 15 of them. Yeah, there was some dating going on, but if you weren't, like, you never did shit like that. And this one girl, like, yeah, hot dad, and started getting a little too flirty and handsy with the dad. And
dad's not hot in this scenario.
Really?
He's like a chud.
What?
It's just he's a wealthy dude.
Okay.
Like starting to bald a little bit.
Yeah, maybe threw some cash around. Like.
Oh, dude. Oh, and I mean, SEC girl.
Boy.
Maybe it's in their blood or like that's in their... Once they go to an SEC school, they develop this taste for just like...
Money.
Normal, gross men.
Well, who have money at least. Yeah. You got to have... Money is the key there.
That's fair. But the kid, he's going to get the money, right? Like
he will. He will. So you could have waited.
You could have just stuck with the kid.
Could have just waited that one out. Yeah, because on the worst place is Bama about it. It's called Old Money Row and New Money Row, mm-hmm. where it's like, hey, dude, you're not that rich if you're...
Dallas is pretty bad. Arkansas, a lot of Dallas girls go to Arkansas. Arkansas is bad about it.
Okay.
I remember going out in Dallas a couple of nights and like literally the first thing, not what do I do, what does your dad do?
Yeah.
And that's just not a great answer for me. It's like, oh, he's a water treatment operator.
That's not fun.
That's not generational wealth.
I didn't have anything sexy either. Don't worry about it. We're in the same boat, you know? We're in the same boat. Yeah, you want to be like, oh, yeah, my dad's the thing or whatever. But
it's like, I do all right. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but no. What's your dad do?
No. No, it's what does your father do? Because that money's coming down. That money's coming back. So I understand it. All right. Speaking about money coming back, dude, we were in this all weekend, man. Three of our guys finished, I think, top six, seven, and then it kind of fell apart there.
Jaeger was in the final group.
Jaeger was looking good. He's looked very good this season, by the way.
He decided not to play golf on Sunday.
He took the day off.
I guess. Yeah, I thought.
A lot of people did. The guy who won, I've never heard of in my entire life.
Nobody won last week.
No.
Nobody won. I don't even remember his name.
Billy Campbell, I think is his name.
Brian Campbell, I think.
Is it?
He went to Illinois with Dietrich and Thomas Peters.
Okay.
That's all I know because they kept showing that photo. And never won on the Corn Ferry Tour. This was a glorified Corn Ferry Tour event. This was not a PGA Tour event. Yeah.
Even watching it, man, it was one of those things where I wish... the two things I wish about a tournament like that. Either my guy's in the lead and I'm definitely going to win, which has happened at the Mexico Open before, and then I'm fine watching it. The worst is watching it with, you've got hopefuls that are there in the top five, and you watch the entire thing.
Then you had Big Boy from
Shitty
South Africa
just
pounding the shit out of the ball.
Just
a 20-year-old that just can't do anything else except drive the ball 400 yards.
No. And he got boned at the end because Campbell's ball kicked off a rock or something
off
like
the trees.
That.
He went like 40 yards out of bounds and it just came back.
Unbelievable, dude. A lot of gamblers, a lot of money, because what I didn't know was there was a lot of money on that fucking dude bombing away 70-1.
Yeah.
What's his name from South Africa?
I can't.
It's like Poindexter, Poinciers or Porzingis.
He's Augustus Gloop of South Africa.
Whatever, man. Like, exactly.
He was in the mix at the Farmers, Torrey. Kind of a blind spot. I probably should have had him this week just because of his game and how it usually sets up. But that's crazy because he's first in driving distance. Campbell's like 150th in driving distance. Just polar opposites. And the dude that had, honestly, nobody had ever heard of. He didn't have the game for the course, apparently, because like everybody else was a bomber that was in the mix.
Yep.
And he still pulled it out. Just had a great week, you know, with those irons, I guess.
Yeah, because Jaeger was in the mix. My boy Nikolai Højgaard was in the mix.
Højgaard came charging a little
bit.
And
then Alex Smalley, dude, he dropped that 64 on Saturday, put him right in the mix. And then he shit the bed on Sunday.
Yeah, Smalley stinks.
He had a shot at it and just pissed it away. But, like, awful shots. Like, not even...
Oh, nobody wanted to win this tournament.
No.
Yeah, it was gross.
It was ugly all the way around.
get Liv back.
So let's get out of here.
Combine the tours at this point.
Jesus Christ. So that was my last question before we get into this week's tournament. How close are they on this? Do you know?
Nah, it seems further and further away. They always talk about how a deal's close, and then Yasser's like, I don't think so. I think Liv's going to continue to be a thing. We kind of want.
Why does he want that so badly?
Save face, I guess, with MBS? Because they've spent $5 billion on it.
Yeah, but in the end, you're going to get the crown jewel, which is the PGA. So what's the fucking...
I don't know. Trump's got to work out a deal.
Well, Tiger was there over the weekend. So was Moynihan, the head of the PGA.
Moynihan has to go. Monahan has to... I can't believe he's still the
Is it Monahan or Moynihan?
It's Monahan.
All right, fuck him.
I don't know how he's a commissioner at this point. He's fucked up so royally. Like, this could have all not happened if he just took a meeting with Yasser like 5 years ago.
I agree. And here we are.
Honestly, Yasser, all he wanted, what he truly wants, is a membership at Augusta.
That's it.
That's really it.
And if you would have said, hey, man, we're good, that probably would have done it. And yeah. But maybe they don't let anybody from that part of the world over there.
I heard Bryson's not re-signing, so I guess... Yeah, if he can, he's going to rejoin the PGA Tour next year.
Shit. That'd be great.
Yeah. Because he was asking for too much money from Liv, and Liv's like, nah, we're good.
Are they starting to get tapped out a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I think they're realizing nobody watches this. Why are we spending all this money on this? We need to just, you know, kind of maybe not admit defeat, but at least work on a deal.
I think they should, man. Because, look, they had the TV deal. It's on the CW, but everybody forgets about it. So
I don't know how much better it makes the events though. So like the reason the field last week and the field this week's pretty fucking dog shit is because they did all those elevated events where all the top guys come together, play the same tournaments.
Yep.
But that means there's, there's tournaments every week. So that means every couple of weeks, there's going to be just ass at tournaments. Like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're not spreading the town out as much. Everyone's coming together for these tournaments. So, you know, these smaller kind of guys are going to they're going to pay a price to a certain extent, but there's also going to create opportunities for longer shots, like last week with Campbell changing his life. I mean, 2 million people watched it last week, I guess. It was up from Jake Knapp winning last year.
It's like,
yeah.
Still not great.
Not great.
Because you're not competing against
There's
anything
There's nothing
anymore.
Else on.
I mean,
except college
although
basketball.
College basketball, this is the peak of college basketball. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. I've just been going through the dials. Any game that's on, I mean, because you can find a ranked versus ranked team that's going to be a dogfight every single fucking night of the week. And it's been really fun. So
saw Brooks showed up, though, for TGL. He's hanging out with a couple of the boys.
Koepka?
Yeah.
Good, man. I like. So, I miss Koepka.
Maybe
I
it's a good sign.
Back.
Maybe it's a good sign that they'll come together. Yeah, I'd love to see Koepka play, you know, the waste management every
Same.
Year.
Same. Because the other part of this is once these deals are over with, how much money is enough money to just be like, all right, cool, man, I'll come back to the PGA Tour.
Love to see Koepka, like Memphis. I mean, they're always going to get together for the majors and everything, and that makes it kind of makes majors even more special.
It does.
But, yeah.
But the PGA doesn't own those, right?
I would like them to beat the Players, you know? Players is a huge tournament. It always was the strongest field in golf. That's just not true anymore.
The fifth major.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. This week, we're on to the Cognizant Classic in Palm Beaches.
Formerly the Honda, I think.
Gross, dude. Gross. I don't. Is Cognizant like a insurance company? Or
I have
something?
No idea what Cognizant is.
Great.
That's got to be like a Alpha Brain competitor, right?
I don't know.
Know.
I don't know what this is.
No,
they're not a sponsor here, so I'm not going to bother to look them up.
They're surely like some type of insurance company or like bank because
something.
The only thing that sponsors golf.
Yeah, we're not going to look it up. Not a sponsor. Don't care. My bookie is, and that's about it. So. These odds that we're going to read are from mybookie.com. Who do you got winning this thing this week?
All right, so right now Lowry's favored. He's going to show up. He'll be in the mix.
Why do you say that?
Because he does that every. He loves this place. He loves this tournament. He's always, always around for this tournament. But I don't pick favorites. We know that.
No, you don't.
I wanted to pick Daniel Berger because he's starting to get hot. But those odds, 24-1, I feel like I could have done better with Daniel Berger. So I was hoping for closer to 40-1, so I passed on Daniel Berger.
Okay.
We're starting with a guy that's actually played well all year. He's been around. Needs to get it done, though. Needs to shut the door. Andrew Novak.
All right.
45-1. Come on, be my horse this week. We'll go with Andrew Novak, 45-1. Then we're going Chris Kirk at 80-1. And Eric Cole. Also at 80-1.
Look at that, dude. Okay.
I mean, it's a gross card. It's a gross tournament. I don't feel good about these picks, but maybe I'll pull something out of the hat.
Maybe, man. I mean, look, that guy last week was, I don't even know if he was on the board.
If you showed me a winning ticket with his name on it, I don't know. I'll eat my hat.
Okay.
I'll eat my hat.
Great. The whole thing.
Yeah, I'll cook it.
All right.
Get a steak or a knife and a fork, and I'll just cut it up.
Slice it up and eat it. Okay, yeah. Just send in a winner for that, but I've never even heard of that person. It's so funny you said Daniel Berger. That's who I have at 24-1. That seems to be the trends. Like, I'll read, Twitter, and I'll try to tear through three or four fucking magazines and see, obviously online, but not in real life. Daniel Berger, for whatever reason, is the consensus pick this week. And his name just kept showing up so many times that I was like, all right, cool, man.
Starting to figure things out. Yeah, he was hurt for a while. Maybe lost his game a bit, but it's starting to come into form. And, I mean, when he gets going, he's one of the better players, especially in this field. So
yeah. And I'm going to take somebody else who's been playing well. Odds are decent, 28-1. Sepp Strock in these beats, dude.
Former winner.
Yeah. He's won this thing before, so I'm going back to the well for not only because he's won it, but also he's been playing very fucking well the last 2 years. So, like, who knows, man? Maybe he's the breakout guy this year. And then one of my oldies, but a goodie. I always go back to this guy maybe three or four times a year, and that's Denny McCarthy at 40-1 there.
He's already let you down this year.
I know.
He's going to continue to let you down.
I'm sure he is.
Denny doesn't close.
But I won't. I won't do Cam Young. Okay, I won't do that. I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that anymore. I'm not doing Cam Young this week.
He's persona non grata around these parts.
Yeah.
We have to. Yeah, we'll make a pact. Never.
I'm keeping up with my end of the bargain.
Never Cam Young.
Never.
I gotta remind myself though, because I wanted to pick him this week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Gross.
I always want to pick Cam Young.
He's a 40-1 as well.
I know. I never Cam Young though.
It's just burning money, dude.
He'll win, but like I'm okay to miss it. At one point, he will win.
He will,
and I will miss it. But I'll just tip my cap, be like the hat that I ate from you. Show me your Campbell ticket.
Sure.
I'll then puke it out and then tip it to you.
Okay.
If Cam Young wins.
Perfect. Can't wait to see it. So yeah, that's where I'm at this week. I if you follow this shit kind of behind the scenes with golf, like. A lot of these people who pick, I think you brought it up last week, pick other on other shows and all this other shit. This guy just keeps popping up as Daniel Berger.
Yeah, because they fire out other shows and other like Twitter accounts. I mean, they fire out like 8 picks.
We don't do that.
I mean, golf, and I mean that's probably a financially wise strategy. Just kind of fire.
I like 100 though on each player at 3 picks a piece. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Rather than, 20, 30 bucks or
just
whatever.
Just go big or go home, exactly. Dude. 3 picks. 3 names. One has to hit or there's no honor in it.
I agree. So that's all we're doing here. Once again with your picks.
So going Andrew Novak at 45-1, Chris Kirk and Eric Cole both at 80-1.
Okay. I'm going Sepp Strack in these beats at 28-1. I'm going Denny McCarthy at 40-1. And I'm going Daniel Berger, man, 24-1 this week. Because everybody else is. I'm a follower on Daniel Berger. I'll admit that, okay? It was not an original pick. I just kept seeing his fucking name everywhere. So that's it, man. That's where I'm at. And hopefully I can get on the board here. Really pissed off that I had to watch that entire tournament last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it was gross. It was gross for me. I didn't want to do it. Bet with us or against us at mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices, save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.